everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Local Influencers Podcast. Today, I'm your host, Abel, and I am joined by Emma from Skeleton Key Curious and Weird Corpus.
Hi.
Hey, Emma. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
For sure. So, Emma has a couple of things going on. So we're going to get just straight into it, and we're going to start off with Weird Corpus.
Okay.
So Weird Corpus, that is a free microzine. So just like a mini, for people that don't know, it's like a thinned out magazine, just very like, right? Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. So it's essentially a sheet of paper that we fold into like a tiny little magazine, and we feature local artists. We were featuring a local artist every month, and then we also highlight like people that you need to be following on Instagram. So new artists, new podcasts, new businesses that are popping up. We have food spotlights. We pack a lot of stuff in there, but it is a teeny tiny little magazine.
I love that. I was actually a part of a foodie blog called Dine 361, and we were trying to come out with a published magazine, but that was just too expensive and to find distributors, and I'm sure you've gone through all that. It's just anyways, we decided just to stay online, and then it's also a podcast. So tell me, what I love the collaboration of like a magazine or microzine and podcasts, because people read, some people don't read, some people like to listen, right? Some people, so you're gathering more than one audience. What made you go that route?
Well, we had never considered that, of going that route, until Russell Selman of, I believe it is Right on Corpus. Yes, it's Right on Corpus. He had approached us with this idea of doing a podcast, and we thought it would be great to really sit down with people and explore who they are in a little bit longer format, and just to have like a cool conversation, just a very relaxed sit down chit chat. And we've been very grateful to have the opportunity and to just really dig in. I think for me, you know, you see people on their Instagrams, you see their pictures that they're posting, but you don't really know them. Like, what is their personality like? Are they funny? Are they silly? And that podcast gives us an opportunity to kind of explore that and ask silly questions. And I've been really enjoying that.
Yeah, I definitely like the name Weird Corpus. Like, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's like catches your attention right away. Right. Because, and you know what's weird is that you always hear, well, you know, it's weird. You know, strange is like, you know, Austin has the name like Stay Weird Austin, and Portland mm-hmm. is Stay Weird Portland. And so that is weird. You know, we're like a mini, like Weird Corpus. People don't realize all the little quirky things that we have on, like, especially downtown, all the little shops we have, you know, something like a business like yours downtown. People don't realize all of the little things. If you just get out and discover Corpus, you know, we could stay right. weird too. We could stay weird
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And it's, I think the main message of Weird Corpus is that, you know, there's a whole underground scene. There's all sorts of eclectic businesses and, eccentric people that don't get the spotlight in a lot of, other places where people get spotlights on them. So we wanted to provide that space for them, for the things that are just a little bit different, that make our city a little bit more colorful.
Love that. And that's the exact, I feel like I say this in every episode, but that makes me happy that I say it, because it's the reason why I started this podcast. I want to highlight the people that aren't getting featured on Channel 3 News. You know, because we're a little different, we're creatives, you know. For instance, like, I published my own book, and I've had 3 books published. And then because I published them, you know, I reach out to local news, and I didn't really hear anything. But then I hear someone else gets published by a small publishing house, and they were all over the news, and I'm not going to say names, but they were all over the news. Yeah. And they were blasted, and the news shared their Amazon link. And I'm like, I published my first book 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I'm on my third, writing fourth and fifth books, and I got no love. You know what I mean?
It's so complicated too, especially because those you know, things like the news stations and the local magazines and stuff like that, they are a lot of it is marketing is involved with that. And I think that art, what we do, is really important, because a lot of newer artists or a lot of, you know, smaller influencers or growing influencers do not have the money to invest in marketing with these types of publications and these types of this type of media exposure. So I think we're doing a really good thing here with the Local Influencers podcast. I think that's great.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm happy to kind of announce, not really announce, just kind of tease,
ooh, that
later this year, once COVID has been not safe, or, you know, not like gone, it's not going to be gone, but once I feel like it's safer, later this year, you know, allegedly it's supposed to be, we are going to host networking events. I hope to be collabing with some local coffee shops where everyone I've had on will be invited. It'll be like an exclusive VIP club, and everyone will be able to collab and exchange business cards and just have a coffee. Look out for that. And if you own a small business, or you're an entrepreneur or a creative or entertainer or whatever, make sure you hit us up to be on our podcast, because you definitely will be one of the first ones to get invited. So that's a little tease for what we have planned later in the year. All right. So Weird Corpus, right now y'all have, or you're posting about this event that I am obsessed with.
Ooh, Diva, are you coming?
Diva Inferno. So I just found out about it yesterday.
Oh.
Diva Inferno. Now, I'll tell you, I'm obsessed with it because I love drag queens, and I just love that world. Uh-huh. However, I am out of work right now because I just got released out of hospital from COVID.
Oh my God. And
so yeah, I've had COVID since January 15th. I don't have it anymore, but I'm in recovery. So I'm very cautious and scared, and like PTSD about where I go and how many people I'm around. Like if I get around a lot of people, I get like anxious, and you know, so
I understand.
If I don't go, that's the only reason.
Okay.
But I'm still thinking about it, because I'm like, I'm obsessed with that. So do you want to talk about the event? Because I know by the time this episode airs, this event will have happened. However, I'm definitely plugging this event on Instagram. So do you want to talk about what this is, and if you plan to do more in the future, or and how you got involved with it? Or
With Weird Corpus, I've been producing shows for a really long time. I originally started several years ago with After Dark Review Burlesque at House of Rock. That's kind of where I got my toes wet, I guess. And I started learning how to run a show, productions of a show. And I was able to start producing my own side shows. I've done them in the Ritz Theaters, the local Swamp Witch. I've done some shows inside of the Bay Jewel. And my best friend, Frankie Stein, or I'm sorry, Frankie Queen. I was like, oh, we had a name change. But he had approached me if I'd be interested in helping him with the show. And that's kind of how I got involved, you know, knowing a lot of entertainers for like the past 10 years, kind of cultivating those relationships. We just kind of start working together. And if one person has a show, we all kind of get together and support them. And if another person has a show, we'll all get together and support that person. So we got a good thing going on, but it's going to be really exciting. You know, I was at dress rehearsals earlier this week, and I am just so amazed by the local talent that we have in Corpus. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's this, here I go. Let me get on the soapbox. But I think that there's this, you know, view of drag and like show girls that if you're not a RuPaul's Drag Race, like, why am I gonna come out? There's like that weird kind of like thing.
I agree with you. I don't mean to cut you off, but I think that's a lot to do with the younger generation. I don't know how I don't know how old you are. I'm not gonna ask you and put you on blast, but but I was around since the, I don't know if you've heard Club 6 days.
Oh girl, yes.
Okay, and that was way before RuPaul.
Oh yeah.
Not before RuPaul, but before RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen queens turn it out for a long time, especially locally. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that, and I am one of those people that every Friday night I'm there watching RuPaul's Drag Race screaming, you know, yes, girl. But
yes, you better work.
You know, but people do, I agree with you. People, there tends to be, well, if you're not a Ru girl, why am I going to watch you? But they don't realize, like you said. So yeah, continue. I'm sorry. I just had to agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I'm just like amazed by the level of talent that we have just locally, you know, just here. So I'm so honored to be a part of the show with Frankie Stein and our director Desiree to, Frankie Queen. Oh my God, he's going to kill me. Frankie Queen. I'm so excited to be a part of it, you know, in any way, because the talent is just incredible.
For sure. And yeah, I think I started sharing it yesterday because I want to say I followed a couple of girls that are going to be in it. And so I started sharing it yesterday and I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. So let's kind of switch over into your next venture here, which is called Skeleton Key Curious.
Skeleton Key Curious. Or Curious.
Curious. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, you're fine.
So you're located downtown on Chaparral Street, which,
yes,
that's cool. And I love that on your Instagram bio, it says the secret on Chaparral Street.
Right. It's just
like, right away, as soon as I read that, I was like, I already know this is going to be not the word. I don't want to say creepy, right? I want to say different. I want to say like, okay, girl, I'm going to be a little scared, but you know, but I recently chatted with La Brujita. Uh-huh. She was on my season 1 and she opened my eyes to different things and opened me up to accepting and, she was just like, I think that that's the thing, is people would see her name on Instagram, La Brujita, and they would just judge her like that and not want to talk to her. And mm-hmm. she is the sweetest person, and she opened my eyes big time. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'm going to love this. And sure enough, your Instagram is everything, and it's exactly what I thought it would be after, you know, seeing the secret.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you come up with the name? And what made you want to start this business?
So I've been reading cards for a minute now, but it wasn't until, I used to go by the local Swamp Witch, and that was just kind of like, it was kind of I don't want to say like a brand, or it was something that I read cards, but I kept it to myself and I just did it for my closest friends. And then I started doing sideshows, and I also collect haunted and cursed objects. So that's kind of where it started. And as I think early quarantine, probably like March, April, I was, you know, the hours at my day job were getting slimmer and slimmer. And I just felt like maybe it was time for me to be more open with this thing that I could do that was helping me and it was helping my friends. So let me just see where it goes. Like, let me just see, maybe people will be interested, maybe people won't. And people were interested. And I got so busy that I was actually able to leave my job and have this spirit-led business full time. And not only that, but actually have a space to where I could house products where I would, you know, do a reading and be like, you need this, this, and this. And then I would send them to other people, or I would send them to a botanica or yadbiria, or, you know, a spiritual business. But now I have that space for me to do everything here. So I'm incredibly grateful that turned out the way it did. I mean, I guess everything happens in divine timing, right?
And yeah, definitely, that is crazy how just things just happen when they're supposed to. Yeah. Oh, I see on your Instagram, you actually have some of Robin Valentine's stickers.
Yeah.
I just interviewed her. She's going to be on this season as well.
Oh, how exciting. Robin's amazing.
Yes, yes. I loved her. She's very smart, very intelligent, and she has a lot going. So I love that. So tell me, what would you say to someone like me? Okay. And I think I asked Brujita this too, but you're your own person. And I want to get your take. What would you say to someone like me who I've grown up, obviously, anytime you hear the word bruja, brujaria, tarot card readings, it's like, no, 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 shut that door. Absolutely not. Like, what would you say to open our minds or to try to just say, like, it's not all bad, right? Because just kind of tell me, like, what would you tell someone, like a listener like me?
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it is, well, obviously to, well, maybe it's not obvious, but it is a tool that I use to connect with spirit. It is a tool I use to connect with blessed and honorable ancestors that I work with. And I don't try to convince people like, oh no, but you need to come do this. Like, no, 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 no. Like, you have to, like if you feel it in your spirit to participate in something like this, then I don't know. You know, I don't really get asked that a lot. Let me think for a second. I don't really try to like fight people but I don't really try to like change people's minds, I guess. But I do try to plant the seed that, you know, what we do, I cannot speak on behalf of other card readers, but I feel like we're all on the same page locally to where we're just trying to help people, and we're trying to, you know, help people open up spiritually, open up to their ancestors, open up to spirit, the creator, energies, whatever you wish to call it, and help make our lives, help us make our lives more aligned within our purpose. Help us get more aligned with things that are at a higher vibration, like just helping people. So that's what we try to do here. And earlier you had asked about like why skeleton key, right? You did ask that. Okay. Yes. So for me, I think the word skeleton key is associated with a skeleton key, which is said to like open any doors, right? It's like a master key that kind of opens everything. So it is my vision for the shop to, if you want to come in and open doors to traditional Mexican spirituality, like we're the key for that. If you want to open the door to some divine insight through a cartomancy reading from me, like we can do that too. If you want to open the door to living life on a higher vibration, like we have what you need. And if we don't, we have the people that can provide what you need. Like there's nothing that we can't do here. And I say we, but it's really just myself working here. But I do have an amazing group of mentor figures that have been integral in my spiritual growth that I trust and that I consider a part of like my team, even though they're not physically here every day. So we have so much to offer. I mean, I can't imagine there's a door that we can't help you open.
Okay. And when you say we, it's funny because whenever I was referring to my podcast and it was just me, I would say we because it's like me and my business. It's like we, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And then, I don't know, it's just we. So it's, have you ever had a reading that kind of freaked you out? Like you're reading someone their cards and you're like, oh girl, like girl, you need to get out my shop now. Like, have you ever had a reading that just was like, how am I going to deliver this news to someone? Like, how am I going to tell this person that, you know, cause you don't want to lie. You're not going to lie to them.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you go about that? And have you ever had those?
I haven't really had anything where I felt like I couldn't tell them something. Because I feel like when I tell a customer, client rather, something that might be difficult, I'm just glad that I'm able to do it and like be there for them and have some sort of solution or someone that can provide a solution. So I can't say I've really had like an experience where I was like, oh girl, like you in danger.
See, that would be me. I'd be flipping the cards. I'd be like, girl, we're going to try again.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me try one more time. Maybe we'll get something better.
And then I flip a card. No, I'm just kidding. But
sorry. I do have an interesting story that happened recently. So I have been incorporating, I have this huge deck of like these little tiny cards and they have all kinds of symbols on them. And I have been with my last few clients, we've been exploring mediumship and identifying people that have passed on or rather transitioned in their life that still help them and have a message that they want to share. So I'm not a medium in the sense that I'm, you know, sitting here, oh, I'm getting a message in my head. Unfortunately, I'm not as talented as some mediums that I know, but I've been integrating this deck and I had this experience with a client where we were just flipping cards and she was so excited because I could tell that, like, you know, we got a card that was a star and I was like, okay, I got a star and a brick. And that's telling me that like Christmas was held at this person's house. And then we identified it was a woman and it was really exciting. And we got into like great detail because she was like, well, maybe it's somebody else. I was like, okay, I'm seeing like an umbrella. I'm seeing rain. I'm seeing a funeral. You know, I'm seeing blood on this card. And she was like, oh, her funeral was pouring rain. And so we were able to get that confirmation and get a message delivered to her. So that was really, really cool. It was something I wasn't sure if I was going to start incorporating into our readings here, but I think that we've had a pretty good success rate with the last few times that we tried it. And that experience in particular, she just felt like we both felt like this individual here with us in the shop, and it was really exciting.
Awesome. And how long ago did you find out that you had this gift?
Gift of channeling information?
Yeah, because like being in touch with that, you know, being able to read cards and, you know, like you said, channeling information, like, because not everyone can do it, you know?
Right. I feel like I started noticing interesting little quirks about myself when I was a kid, but I think I just kind of brushed them off because it's like, oh, that was just a coincidence, you know? Getting really, really close to my friends, any of my best, dearest Judys or best friends, they'll tell you that I will just spit out a sentence that they're about to say, or we'll say things at the same time and things that they were thinking, I'll just throw it out. That's always been like a little quirk, but I never took the time until maybe like 2018 to actually kind of figure out like, maybe this is a thing. Like maybe there's something a little bit different about me that allows me to kind of get this information. The cards are just like more confirmation on things that kind of get put into my brain. I almost call it like a spiritual pop-up or like a spiritual DM. Like I'll just think of something and I'm getting more comfortable with just saying it because I'm very like all over the place all the time, and to be focused and to receive a message and just like speak it out when I hear it and not question it, don't second guess it, like just let it all kind of flow. I would say that's probably this past year that really started happening. And sometimes I don't even use cards anymore. I'll just sit with a person and just kind of like, if they're open to it, I'll, you know, let's just not even use the cards. Like we can use the cards maybe in a little bit. And, that started when I moved into the shop. Because being one-on-one, socially distant, of course, because you got to sit. Go sit over there.
Yeah, for sure. And is it like, do you feel like an like energy type of things around you that tells you things? Or because, for instance, like I sometimes will see things in the corner of my eye, and I believe in things, some things like this, and I believe in not ghosts, but spirits, you know. And for instance, my sister passed away a couple years ago, and every now and then I'll be in the kitchen and I'll see like a shadow, like I'll be through side eye, I'll see a shadow like walk through the hallway and then into her old room. And it's nothing scary. I don't feel scared, but
Right.
I feel the energy. Like I feel definitely something was there. You know what I mean? And so like, and I always, and I'll look, or you know, sometimes in the middle of the night when I get, I always wake up. They say in the witching hours, like of between 3 and 5, I think 3 and 5. And every day I wake up at that time. Every day, every day, every day, every day. And there's been times that I've thought I heard her like whisper my name, or there's times that I thought I've heard just things. And so do you, I don't know, do you feel those kind of things? Is that what kind of, like you say, you don't need to read the cards. You can kind of just feel the energies and
Yeah, so that is definitely something that I've been that's definitely something that I experience, like a lot of people that are just like open to those kinds of things. Now, when I'm doing like a reading, like one-on-one, even like this, and I'm kind of, I don't know what it's called. I wish I knew, but just I just kind of call it channeling the information. It's like remembering something that you've never seen. It is like seeing a clip of a movie that you've never watched before, but you can see and remember these vivid details. And it's just like, oh, okay, I know this is that person. This is this woman that is sitting in front of me. This is her husband. This is something that happened to him. And I see it like a movie played that I've never seen, if that makes sense.
yeah, okay. I get like it doesn't make sense to you, but when you say it to the person, they're like, oh my God, yeah, like you're kind of channeling their movie, like you know, to say it. Like, I get it. That's pretty, it's, I mean, that's a very, I guess it could be a gift, or some people could be a burden on some people, especially if you're not accepting to it. Before we wrap though, I do want to talk and ask you, do you have merch? Because I do see on your Instagram that you have like a tote bag. Yeah. So do you want to talk about some of your merch or whatever you, it is that you have to offer and where people can find it and all that good stuff?
Our merch right now is in the shop. We have Weird Corpus shirts that come in a Weird Corpus pizza box. So if you'd like to support that, 100% of the money that we make from that goes back into us creating and printing the zines starting in March. As far as Skeleton Key, all I have right now is, 'cause I don't want to be like, I don't know. I don't want to be like a brand, like, you know, oh yeah, we have like a clothing line and those things are cool, but I don't know if that's something I want to do right now. But I do have the totes because I want to kind of encourage. I feel like we go through craft bags a lot and they're pretty and they have the tissue, but I'm sure that stuff gets thrown away. So I wanted to encourage people, just get a bag, whatever you can fit in there when you come visit, like you'll get 10% off. If you purchase the bag, you can use it if you're just going to the grocery store for like a couple things. If you come into my shop and you know you're going to get spiritual supplies, or if you need candles or anything, you know, you're able to just put it in the bag and save some paper. So that's kind of what we got going on right now.
Awesome. So speaking of your shop, where, I know you're on Chaparral Street, but what is your address so people can find you?
So we are by appointment only. So don't show up unless you
Oh,
let me know
okay.
first. But so I'm located on 410 People Street, which is a law office.
Okay.
So my entrance is in the back, which is off of Chaparral Street.
Okay.
So if you make an appointment with me and you want to come visit, you can park on the Loteria wall that's painted on fresco, and it should say law office parking. And then there's two steel doors facing the Loteria wall, and my entrance is on the left. So that goes straight into my shop. So you just give me a call, shoot me a text, hey, I'm here, and then I can let you in.
All right, cool. So, one last time, do you want to plug both of your Instagrams? And if you have a website, now's the time to do that.
Great. So Skeleton Key Curios, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and we do have a website where you can book a reading with me. we have events coming up. I mean, I have so many events coming up, so definitely check out the events page. I'm not sure when this is coming out, but we're going to have Mystic Markets every first Friday. We're going to have special guests come in, mediums, other cartomancy, other card readers. It's going to be really exciting. And Weird Corpus, keep an eye out for it. It will be returning in March. So if this is in March, I hope that you were able to pick up a copy on First Friday. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook with Weird Corpus as well.
Awesome. So this episode will be out in March. However, I think late March. However, we will be sharing all your links. We like to share in our stories. So whatever you have going on, anybody I've interviewed, I just got two co-hosts and social media managers. And so they're really helping me just kind of anybody I've interviewed. We're resharing everything they have. Just because of the fact that season two books so fast, we're already booked through, our episodes are booked through May.
Oh, that's exciting. Congratulations. Yes,
thank you. And so we're actually going to start recruiting for season three, which will come out the last week of May. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate you. You're really cool and fun to talk to. And I look forward to hopefully collabing with you in some form, fashion, way.
Yeah.
Definitely have to keep in touch. And I'm definitely going to book an appointment, not for a reading, but because I want to go into your shop. I want to be nosy. I want to be nosy, girl. I want to go.
Uh-huh, I want you to see what's going on in there.
I want to go be nosy. All right, definitely. So thank you guys for listening. And until the next time we talk, please make sure you head out and visit somewhere cool in Corpus Christi. And we will talk next week. Have a great day, everyone.